Emory County has the lowest ratio of income inequality in Utah. According to a report released by the Economic Policy Institute in June, in fact, there are only 20 other counties in the entire nation that have a lower ratio of income inequality than Emory County. Mark Price is a labor economist. He says the reason Utah does so well when it comes to income inequality is because Utah recovered so quickly from the 2008 recession.
Over the course of the recovery, actually the bottom 99% have actually done pretty well in Utah. They've captured almost 80% of income growth just over a short window from 2009 to 2013. And I think that reflects that the economy really has been somewhat more healthy in Utah than in the rest of the country. Utah has stood out in its ability to generate more income for a larger group of families, which is a good thing, I think, assuming it holds up.
But Utah has also kept up with a national trend, which shows the economy has not been generating enough income growth for the bottom 99%.
Even though Utah is a state that has a little bit less inequality than other states, but still, even in Utah, there has been a rapid rise in the share of income being captured by a tiny fraction of families, such that since 1979, the top 1% in Utah as a whole have captured almost 70%. So and the way to think of that is that for every dollar of income growth in the state of Utah, the top 1% of families, a tiny fraction of folks, have captured really 70 cents of every dollar.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.